Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
Find Great Destinations Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, this is planning ahead. What about Halloween and spending it in a real ghost town? Colorado in the States is home to a number of former mining communities which were abandoned when silver or gold seams were exhausted. Some of these deserted towns have got great names. Tin Cup was one of Colorado's rowdier places. Sheriffs there didn't last very long, and you can learn their fates reading headstones at the town cemetery. Jennifer Bartlett Alpert from Colorado.com says there's a website that helps you find these abandoned places.
I think we have like a registry of 20 different ghost towns, and a lot of them are accessible still.
When you go to one, is it just like you see on the movies, just a deserted Wild West appearance town?
It is. It's the old wooden shacks. Some of them might be falling down. It's typically really remote because that's where a lot of the camps were. But they ended up having their own school and their own little grocery shop and even oftentimes a little church for the really big ones. Ashcroft, which is just outside of Aspen, even had their own newspaper. The best preserved town might still be St. Elmo. You just see a lot of variety of buildings, and you can even still see the ragged window coverings and walk into some of the buildings. It's really quite cool.
I think it might be quite hard for British people to get their head around. You can't imagine more than a couple of buildings in the middle of nowhere becoming dilapidated without some developer trying to transform them. But the whole idea of having whole towns which have just been left to fall to pieces, they're so prevalent. Why have they been left?
You know, they've been left, and a lot of them have actually now sort of been kept alive in a way that the Historical Society will come in and will refurbish them and sort of rebuild them. And you can even stay at a bed and breakfast in the actual town of St. Elmo.
When you go outside at night, are you the only people staying there apart from the guest house owner?
Pretty much you and the ghosts in the ghost town.
And you mentioned ghosts. I mean, do you get a lot of people that want to stay there because they think there's some kind of haunting going on there?
You can feel that there was life and that there might be some ghosts still lingering. Others like Alta, which is just by Telluride, or many of them that are by Silverton, that are really up in the high country, or even Tomboy, they're so high. You just go up and you view the old wooden buildings that still stand, but there really won't be anything in terms of store or coffee shop or anything like that. I mean, it will just be the old buildings. A lot of these mines and mining towns ended up being built along some of the most pristine areas in Colorado.
So if anybody wants to do a kind of trip around Colorado, taking in all the different ghost towns, is there a place they can go to get firstly information on where they are and how to get to them?
www.coloradoghosttowns. And you can find actual tours, driving suggestions on there.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.